Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping it fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Breaking the Assembly Line: Why Schools Must Create Thinkers, Not Workers. Recently, I read something from Dr. Brad Johnson that stopped me. And this is what it said. Our education system was designed to produce factory workers, not thinkers. Bells mimic shift change. Desks line up like production rows. Standardized testing was designed to create standardized workers. The problem? Assembly lines are now automated. So let's talk about what that means for us as educators and how we can make classrooms the opposite of assembly lines. But before we get into it, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for, my wife's cooking, and it's soup season, y'all. I tell you what, there's something in my wife's cooking that is so delicious. As she prepares soup, the patience, the warmth, the care to put things together to make them better when they're together, and it's. I think about soup is that way, and also teaching is that way. My wife's cooking, I just love it. Second thing I'm thankful for, headlamps. Hand-free lights for dark moments. Sometimes you have to carry your own light through uncertain spaces. Boy, I love a good headlamp when I'm maybe fixing something in the house or fixing something in the car, or if I'm, if I'm camping, I love a headlamp that I can strap to the top of my head and just be hands-free. It's so versatile. Third thing I'm thankful for, frozen sugar cookies, because convenience counts, y'all. See, progress doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to show up. And frozen sugar cookies is where it's at. My wife, my kids, we all have very busy schedules, and we're getting into, as we get closer to the official holiday season, we want to do some Christmas cookies, right? And a little to make actually sugar cookies from scratch, that does take a little bit of time. But boy, we can, as a family, it's fun to throw out these frozen. There's this place in town that you can buy like the frozen sugar cookies, where they have them in a bag, like you get like two dozen for like $6, and then you can put them out on a tray, and you can frost them, and just, it's just so convenient. And they actually taste, because they taste wonderful. They're homemade, so just, I appreciate that convenience. And then you get some, they taste like homemade sugar cookies, y'all. Without the price of the, I think without the price that you sometimes can pay for a dozen or even like six of them at the store. All right, y'all. So let's get into the main topic, y'all. So once again, the topic that we are focusing on is breaking the assembly line: why schools must create thinkers, not workers. See, the factory model still lingers in some respects. School bells mirror factory whistles. The desk can feel like production rows. And, so compliance was once the goal. Let's be real. Compliance was once the goal. Efficiency over imagination. But now automation took those jobs, y'all. And now creativity is the currency. And we have to ask ourselves, are we still preparing kids for jobs that don't exist anymore? And even you can even have a bigger argument than that. And maybe I need to cover another episode on how AI is changing things even more with changing jobs and how important you having creativity in work is even more because of the AI. But we don't need more standardized workers. We need more adaptive thinkers. So let's talk about the danger of standardization. Standardized tests, a lot of standardized tests reward recall over resourcefulness. And I think standardized tests, I've been a part of doing some state assessment work, developing some state assessments. One of the things that in the work that we've done, we've tried to make it more where they're more, they're not so necessarily just based on recall, but more higher level critical thinking, more in incorporated into the assessments. But it's still tough as a standardized assessment. And kind of by nature, standardized tests, you know, they measure output, but not really original thought. And when students chase points instead of purpose, curiosity can die, y'all. And I'll say it again, we don't need more standardized workers. We need more adaptive thinkers. Write that down. It's going to be in the test, y'all. kind of a silly thing to say right after that, right? But when I say that, it just means, hey, that I'm kind of like a tongue-in-cheek. It's kind of important. just kind of being playful there. But really though, teachers, think about teachers as designers of culture, y'all. Teachers aren't assemblers. They're architects of classroom culture. And so every choice, think about this, every choice, the seating we do in our classroom, the tone, the humor, it can either reinforce the assembly lines or break them. And as teachers, we have to ask ourselves, do our students feel safe to be curious? That's the new measure of success. And now let's talk about leadership and trust. Administrators, y'all, can ignite or extinguish innovation. When you have administrators who show micromanagement in a form of producing fear, that just erodes trust in the classroom. It erodes teachers feeling like they can teach to set students up to be innovative, high-level thinkers, y'all. See, trust produces creativity. And we want to encourage teachers to experiment, to reflect, and to share what they learn. When leaders value ideas over image, schools can thrive, y'all. And so it's just not about what teachers are doing, but it's about how administrators support them too. And I appreciate the district that I'm in. I have a lot of support from administration to be innovative, to be creative, to reflect, to try different things. Which I'm so thankful for, y'all. I am. Because it seems like it's getting less and less out there where teachers feel like they can do that. So let's talk about reclaiming the human side of learning. See, data is a tool. It's not a definition. And relationships ignite learning far more than rigid routines. Routines are important. Systems are important. My whole class, I have systems and routines for everything in my classroom. However, what I know to be true is that relationships ignite learning far more than routines and systems. And so we have to, as in a way, incorporating into our systems and our routines that we have set up in our classroom to make things functional, right? Because you still got to have, it can't just be a free for all. We as educators have to think about, hey, how do we let students collaborate, create, fail, and fix? Because that's how humans learn. And so that's bringing the relationship side into education. And what I know that to be true also is that factories run on 100% perfect precision, right? However, a classroom thrives on passion. And so as much as I love my systems and procedures, I know it's not a replacement for that human connection and that opportunity for students to create, collaborate, fail, and fix, which is so important to do and so critically important to build those into our teaching and learning, y'all. So let's talk about breaking the factory with funk, y'all. Breaking the factory with funk. The factory model demands sameness. Funk celebrates originality. Being a funky teacher means teaching with rhythm, not rigidity. Funk is what happens, y'all, when creativity replaces compliance and empathy replaces efficiency. Every time you teach with humor, with heart, and humanity, you're breaking the assembly line, y'all. Funky isn't chaos, it's courage. It's the choice to turn your classroom from a factory into a studio. The world doesn't need standardized teachers, y'all. It doesn't. It not at all. It needs teachers who help kids find their own beat, y'all. So as we do a reflective closing here, our classrooms shouldn't sound like factories. They should sound like studios. Factories repeat, studios reinvent. Every time you let students dream, build, or question, you break the old system, y'all. We're not training workers anymore. We're raising creators, and that's how we change education, one funky classroom at a time. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and let me know what you think. Hit me up with a 5-star review. Let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.